guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strauman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, we saw a bit of a mixed market here today in the grains. Livestock market was higher.
You're right, Randy, and I think just kind of the opposite of what we saw yesterday. We saw some weakness in the row crops, decent gains in the wheat complex, and today we just kind of flip-flopped those. And you look at the corn market again, that market's been down, I think, for the past 7-8 sessions here, and maybe some short covering coming into play. The funds have also been short that market, and possibly they're covering some of those short positions. You look at the forecast, again, there's some cooler wetter weather in that forecast over the next 2 weeks. We'll see how that plays out here as they, you know, get ready to start planting down south. And then Russia, Saudi Arabia, and some other countries will be getting together Thursday to talk about cutting maybe some crude oil production. So we'll see what plays out as that moves down the road here.
Yeah, and the stock market was higher today, too, although oil was down.
You know, it was, and we had a nice day, especially on Monday in the stock market, some follow-through there again today, and then we also have that USDA report on Thursday, so we'll see some positioning ahead of that. I think the wheat complex today, Randy, is slightly lower. Those winter wheat conditions maybe came in a little better than expected, and that took some of the fluff out of Monday's market.
Yeah, typically we see about a decline of, I think I read about 5% normally, and here we had a 10% increase.
We did, and then it was 2-3% above some of the estimates. So, kind of caught that market by surprise, and I think that added the weakness today.
Yep, and then we have the livestock market. We are limit moves.
You know, it was kind of fun watching that market today, as we opened this morning and quickly went limit up, and the feeder cattle, live cattle followed shortly thereafter, and then the lean hogs came into play. So a nice day as far as the meats go. And I think you look at that number too, better numbers maybe coming out of the COVID-19 epidemic that we've got here going on in some of those larger cities. Maybe it's slowing down, better performance in the Dow Jones, and you look at the markets, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs, those futures are at a pretty steep discount to those cash markets. So that certainly helped today, and lock limit up. We'll have expanded limits again tomorrow. We'll see if there's any follow through.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
You know, I think we'll get through the reports, on Thursday, with the meetings again with, some of those OPEC countries. And then we'll take a look at what USDA has to say. We've got a 3-day weekend. We'll come back and I think be looking at some weather as we get ready to plant. So we'll have some news in the market over the next week, and we'll see how things play out.
Brian Strauman at Progressive Ag Marketing.